just want you to take a moment to take a deep breath and let it out. You're here. You made it. Some maybe had to drive farther than others, corral kids, corral spouses, get in the car, and come here. But you are here. I want you to just be fully present. It's easy to be thinking about all that happened this morning, all that's coming this afternoon. But we are here in the house of the Lord, so let's worship the Lord together. I want to read this passage from Romans 5, 1 through 5. Today we're going to be talking about faith, hope, and love. So I want you to play I Spy as I read this passage. We'll be also hearing from 1 Corinthians later, but play I Spy as I read this to see where it talks about faith, hope, and love, and where they come from. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So we see elements of the Trinity there, faith, hope, and love. This is what we are called to. Let's worship the Lord together.
I will love you for the cross, and I will love you. Jesus, he cries out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," and they always say then, "And the curtain of the temple ripped from top to bottom." And it occurred to me when I read that, well, it must have been a weak spot, must have been a seam. So I went back and looked. You know what? That thing was all one piece, woven. You ever tried to take a woven blanket and just, you know? I mean, no weak spot there. God had a point and a purpose when he tore that veil from top to bottom. He wants us to have a relationship with him. His death on the cross provided a way for us, for our sin to be forgiven, for us to have a relationship with him. And brothers and sisters, let me encourage you, take every effort, make every effort to have that relationship with your Heavenly Father. He really worked hard at it. He did amazing things so that we can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Let's make every effort.
that, ask Matt to come forward, and we're going to ask Judy to come up here in a moment, if you can.
Well, we have lots of reasons to celebrate today, but, you know, the Lord loves us. The Lord brought us together to worship. But we also have a little extra. This is this is kind of the whipped cream on top of this worship, is that we have been so blessed over the years to have Judy Nichols as a part of our church family. I mean, and she has been such a blessing over so many years, and part of that blessing is here with Andy and Catherine, and their families are here to celebrate just a full life of service. And I know she's not done, so just make sure that that's out there. She will find ways to serve, but she has been taking on all the different clerking jobs and just helping out with administrative actions and the finances of this church for such a long time. I will tell you that my understanding is she's not really a big fan of talking about it. She is one that loves to serve kind of in the background. But we have all noticed that we have been profoundly blessed by her heart, by her spirit, by her dedication, her commitment, her business savvy to bring that. She and her husband, Tom, for so many years just were faithful in helping this church go on year after year. And it's so important what they have done and what continues to happen, and we're just really, really grateful. I got to tell you this. I went through a session early in my first stint as an elder where we met up in the in Eric's office, and there was a group of us that met, and I actually got to really hear her heart in behind closed doors, praying before the service. Remember when we did that for a whole lot of years? And just to whatever was going to go on here, we wanted to bring it before the Lord. But I just heard this sincerity and a desire to see the word be spread, that God would be honored, and that the people would be blessed. And she has done that with faith. So with the family being here to celebrate this, it's longer than I've been here, and I've been here since 1990. I know it goes back into the Grace Haven days, and we're so very, very appreciative of all that she's done. And we just wanted to offer just a token of our expression of love, and we are so, so thrilled to share our feelings toward you for what you've done. And she comes out in the Wednesday Connect, and we sit in the cold lobby, you know, and we got the thundering hoofs up above us, you know, with the youth. But she comes in, and her wisdom, and I know she's gone through a lot of tough stuff. She's battled cancer. She was standing faithful as Tom went through some really difficult challenges. She's just been a model. So I'm going to just say this to all of our people, especially our women and ladies. And just, this is someone you need to pay attention to, because she has been lights out, just really just above board in every way. So thank you, Judy. Thank you. I just, if you could, you know, we're going to pray for her. Let's give her a round of applause. And if you know any elders,
dismiss the kids 5th grade and below to Sunday school. So if you would come up, if you're 5th grade or below, just come up here and we'll pray for you. And then you can go to Sunday school. If teachers would wait at the back. Let's just pray for our young people. Lord, we pray for these young people that they might know you, not just about you, that they might love you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love their neighbor as themselves. Help them to grow in this, we pray today, even more so, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, but you do have Sunday school.
So, yeah. Yep. So, David, remind me of a good thing. We'll be having a potluck after this to celebrate Judy, and so we won't have circle church, but we do have Sunday school for the youth during the sermon time. All are welcome to stay after for the potluck meal. And after the meal at 12:30, we're going to have a members meeting. We were going to have this members meeting the last Sunday of January, but there's been all sorts of things that have precluded that. So now we're in March 1st having the members meeting. So if you are a member or are concerned about things that relating to membership, we will be having that from 12:30 to 2-ish after the potluck. Tomorrow is March of Prayer. We've been doing March of Prayer. This is a community-wide prayer and worship time. So each day of March, somewhere around Richland County, one church will be having a two-hour prayer and worship service. So we are hosting March of Prayer tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it would be great if you do come out. It's a good time for worship and prayer. You will also see people from other churches. They get to see us and see what we're about. If you would like to go and see other churches during this March of Prayer, I believe there is a way you can check that out. We might have a schedule of that on the back circle table if you're wondering where is it going to be the rest of March. That's a great opportunity to just as the body of Christ universal all come together. Yes. Spend some considered time during that praying for our community, praying for our nation, and Lord knows we need it. Our nation needs it. Our community needs it. We need it. So be sure to make that a priority if you're able to come out. This Saturday, we're going to be having the family game night here at Grace Fellowship from 6:30 to 8:30. This is an opportunity to meet some people, invite people. If you know someone that's not connected with a church, invite them to this. It's a great way for us to get to know them better. We also meet some of the people from Games Reach, the families that come to that, so it's a great outreach opportunity. Also, next Sunday, we're going to have Image, the show choir for Mansfield Christian. They're going to lead us in worship next Sunday. And don't forget to spring ahead. I say this each year. When Laura and I were dating, we forgot this, or I think it was earlier in our marriage, sometime way back in the past, and we forgot, we missed Easter because of spring ahead. So I always remember that. I mean, we're coming up to the church, and we're like, why is everyone leaving? Oh, spring ahead. So, birthday blessings. Gwen Tracy on March 4th has a birthday. Jake Rutherford on March 6th. And Debbie Key on March 7th. So you're 29 again, Debbie. Yes, yes. So, happy birthday to those folks.
In the paper towel and fold it over, and then it sits in the sill, or they give it to you to take home, and then what happens? They mold, but if you do it right, they start to germinate, and you can open that paper towel and see the moldy germination happening. And if you do it right, you're not overwatering, which is what a lot of third graders do, you eventually get seeds, and then they plant them in these little pots. So it's a fourth grade thing, too. And then you take care of those plants, and you watch them grow, and some don't grow. Some die. They don't sources that you and I can grow in faith, hope, and love. They said, you know, faith can be cultivated through understanding and believing the Apostles' Creed. Hope can be cultivated through the Lord's Prayer. And love can be cultivated through the Ten Commandments. I never really thought of those three as related to faith, hope, and love. So let's unpack this a little bit. Let's look at that first one. Practice faith through the Apostles' Creed. So Ezra, if you could go to that. Thank you. Stay focused. All right. So the Apostles' Creed is a document that was created in the 2nd century AD. It was finalized in the 7th century. Although it's not scripture, it is a summary of scripture. It was a response